You are now listening to KISS, the audio series. Mwah.
Hello? 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 Is anybody in here? Please, help me. Please.
Face to face. We've been talking on the phone for almost 2 weeks now.
I'm glad you asked. I'm thinking we can meet up next Saturday. I should be free then.
Saturday? Are you serious? You said that last week.
I know I said last week. But per my last message, I told you that I'm pulling overtime at work to save up for Paris Fashion Week.
What does that have to do with tonight? You're not at work right now, right? You know what? Just forget it. I'm good.
Damn, Tiara. Why you gotta be like that? My schedule is busy right now. Hello?
Never in my life have I had to beg for the D. And I sure as hell wasn't gonna start on that night. I met Savoy online. Seen a few pictures, but we had never FaceTime because that motherfucker didn't have an iPhone. Tried to use Google Duo with his ass, but he was always too busy with his modeling. All I kept thinking was, this motherfucker better not be a catfish or that's his ass. Now look. I normally don't do online motherfuckers, but once I scrolled past his profile on IG, I knew I had to have a taste of Savoy. He was hella fine. Light skin, nice build, chiseled face, green eyes. Not my normal type, but I couldn't wait to get my hands on his pretty eyes. There was just one problem. That motherfucker refused to meet face to face.
What, Savoy? I don't have time for the game. When you're ready to meet up, let me know.
T, wait. Don't hang up, please.
What?
What you mean, what? It's like that? Come on.
I'm hanging up.
Okay, babe. Listen, meet me at 5000 South Merchant Street at 11. I promised one of the homies that I would fill in for him tonight. I'll just be serving drinks, but it'll be a couple hours. And after my shift, we could go back to my spot.
Okay, fine.
Have here.
Can I help you, Detective?
Why so formal, Smooch? Call me Lance.
Who the hell is Smooch?
That's you. Or should I call you the Kiss of Death?
Can I help you, Lance?
I just came here to talk. Mind if I come in?
Actually, I do. I'm headed out.
So tell me, Smooch, what's hiding behind the Devil's Lair?
I guess you'll never know. Not unless you have a warrant.
And what makes you think I can't get one?
Because you have no evidence that pins me to any of these alleged crimes. Don't you have something better to do with your time? Parking tickets, prostitution stings, a war on drugs?
I'm so close to nailing your ass, it's not even funny.
Oh yeah? Just how close are you, Detective?
That close. And you know what comes next, right? The monstrous shit that you'll never be able to dig yourself out of. Be ready, baby.
You're such a class act, Detective. I gotta go.
Oh, by the way, Smooch. Great job on that Uber driver the other night. Oh, you did him in so good. His mother had a closed casket.
Enjoy your evening, Lance.
I was running late thanks to that punk-ass toy cop. And the traffic didn't make my commute to Maryland any better. But once I arrived, I knew I had died and gone to heaven. He told me he was filling in for a friend, but damn, he forgot to mention one tiny detail about that game. Savoy was one of the many finance men who were serving drinks in the art gallery dedicated to penis worship. There was dick everywhere, different shapes, sizes, and colors. Not just the art, but the servers were naked too. Lord, I couldn't take it. I had to clutch my pearls. My God, the diversity. felt that fire light up in the pit of my belly and I couldn't control it. Why would he invite me in?
What kind of freaky shit is this?
Hey, Tierra, you finally made it. May I offer you a glass of champagne?
Sure, thanks.
You finer in person. Always say, for the fine ones, the pigs do not do them justice.
Why, thank you. You're not so shabby yourself. I was praying you wouldn't be a catfish. I would have had to hurt you.
You're late.
My apologies. But had you told me that I'd be surrounded by dick, I might have been here sooner.
Yeah, I bet. You're enjoying all this, aren't you? I could see it all over your face. You look like a kid in a candy shop. I bet your drawers is soaked right now, ain't they?
You have no idea.
Well, I'm off in 30. Go ahead and circle the room. Take a lap. By the time you're done, I should be ready.
Take your time. No rush.
Just don't run off with nobody, because that ass is mine.
With all this dick in here? Just like
I took my drink and decided to do a little mingling. I had no clue just how triggered I'd be, but the boy better hurry the fuck up because I was on edge. Every time I saw a dick sculpture, painting, or a sexy ass naked server walking past me swinging low, the desire to kill swelled within me. My palms were sweaty, my pussy was leaking. Yo, I had to get the fuck up out of there. Experiencing all that big dick energy had a motherfucker feeling like Superman. Dick was my kryptonite. By the time Savoy was finished his gig for the night, I was ready to take his ass all the way down. He could tell I was ready to pop this pussy, but of course he was playing hard to get with this pretty ass. We made it over to his apartment and damn, I wanted to get naked at the door. But since I'm such a lady, I decided to hold it for a bit.
Well, here it is. Welcome to the Bat Cave. Go ahead and make yourself at home. You hungry? I got some food in there in the fridge.
No, I'm good. I have more than my fair share tonight. I'm gonna go ahead and park a seat on this couch.
Cool. Your boy's exhausted. Well, what'd you think about the gallery?
Do you really need an answer for that? How did you get into that anyway?
Honestly, I've never had a regular job. You know I wanted to be a model, but paying for that is not easy. I need money yesterday, but since I can't dance, I couldn't be a male exotic, you know. But I was talking to my partner, and he put me on this, underground parties. I admit, I was thrown off by it at first, but it wouldn't be the first time that I made some money with my dick hanging out.
Is there a lot of money in there for you?
Hell yeah. It's the easiest money I ever made. I made $1,000 tonight. $1,000. Honestly, I just need a few shots and I'm good.
I have a few things that I like to warm up.
Well, is that so? Bring that ass here. I'm trying to see something real quick.
Real quick? I hope not.
I lay back on the couch and lifted my skirt. Surprise? No pants. Savoy quickly stood up and undressed. He was so damn impressed, but I didn't let that irritate me. I mean, I do have some good pussy. Besides, I was just watching this pretty ass dick with this thick ass mushroom head swing back and forth in front of me. Just when I was about to devour him whole, he jumped on top of me and went crazy.
Damn, baby, slow down. We have all night.
I'm trying, bro. It's too damn good. Take that. You like that shit. I'm tearing this ass up, ain't I? Ain't I?
I didn't respond. This dude had me fucked up. Now I understand why a fine-ass motherfucker like him was single. It was crystal clear. He couldn't fuck. Fuck a catfish. This nigga was a big fish. He had all that dick and didn't know what the fuck to do with it. To say I was merely upset was an understatement. I was appalled. False advertising ass nigga. I mean, his rhythm was way off. His body language was stiff as a board in his face. Ugh. He was concentrating so hard that motherfucker looked like he was taking a shit. I had enough. It was time to end this. I dug my nails deep into his back making sure I left a nice little souvenir. He immediately jumped up from the couch.
Hey, girl, what the fuck is you doing? You know I can't have no scratches on my body. I'm modeling. You did that shit on purpose, didn't you? See, I knew it was a mistake fucking with you.
Mistake? No, motherfucker, the only mistake was me coming here for your trash-ass sex. I should kill your dumb ass for wasting my time. Dick fishing motherfucker.
Crazy-ass internet hoes. Yeah, that's right. Get your shit in debt.
Not a problem. I'll just head back to the dick gallery and find me a real man who knows what the fuck he doing.
I knew I shouldn't have fucked with you. All y'all hoes crazy.
What did you say to me?
You heard me. I didn't stutter. Get the fuck out of my house.
I punched that pretty motherfucker so hard that he fell through his glass table and bumped his head on his iron legs.
Oh shit, Savoy? Savoy! Get up, motherfucker!
I tapped him with my foot to see if he'd move, but he didn't. That's when I realized the blood slowly pouring from his head. I ain't gonna lie, I'm low-key panicked. I don't know what you're thinking, but this was way different. I never killed someone with my bare hands before, especially on accident. This was not how it was supposed to happen. I was supposed to use my drugs for this time. Oh well, I had to get out of there, but there was just one thing I needed to do.
Mwah. Pretty motherfucker.
Hello, beautiful. Would you like some champagne?
No, thanks. I don't drink.
Well, then, what else can I do for you?
By the looks of it, you can do a whole lot.